BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3b through 4a. Christ died and was buried. The four Gospels, in great detail, answer the questions of who, what, when, and where concerning Jesus' death and burial. That's in Matthew chapter 26, starting at verse 47, going all the way through 27. That's chapter 27. In Mark chapter 14, verse 43, all the way through chapter 15. Luke chapter 22, verse 54, all the way through chapter 23. And John chapters 18 and 19. Apostle Paul directly answers the why, whereas the Gospels indirectly answer the why through Jesus' predictions of his death and burial, such as in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, chapter 26, verse 28, and then verse 61, John chapter 1, verse 29, chapter 2, verse 19, Mark chapter 10, verses 33 and 34, and then verse 14, 24, and verse 24, Luke chapter 9, verses 21 and 22, chapter 17, verse 25, Acts chapter 3, Luke chapter 18, verses 31 through 33, chapter 20, verses 13 through 18, and then many other places as well. So Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthian congregations that Christ died for our sins and was buried according to the Scriptures. The why is that Jesus died for our sins. Paul passed that on as of first importance. Even before the first century AD ended, Jesus' death for our sins and burial were part of our tradition of the highest importance. Apostle John records a seemingly strange, insignificant fact we might overlook concerning Jesus' death for our sins. He quotes, quote, "The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they didn't break the legs." See, they broke the legs so they would stop breathing. He had to push up to breathe. So instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you may all believe. John chapter 19, verses 32 through 35. So now John then states that Jesus' legs were not broken to fulfill Scripture. So then why then tell us of the sudden flow of blood and water when Jesus' side was pierced? A very seemingly strange, insignificant fact. Not so. It undoubtedly shows Jesus had been dead for at least half an hour, perhaps even one whole hour before his heart, which is in the center, slightly off to the left side of our chests, was pierced. His heart was pierced at the bottom. When the heart stops pumping, the blood stops circulating. Blood consists of translucent plasma, white blood cells, clear platelets, and red blood cells. When stagnant, these separate. The heavy red blood cell sinks to the bottom of the heart. The lightest translucent plasma rises to the top of the heart. The white blood cells and the clear platelets are in between. The separation in the heart begins immediately upon death and is visible within half an hour and complete by 2 hours, considering crucifixion. Even if Jesus were completely healthy at his age, the appearance of flow of blood and water would have happened no later than an hour after the heart stopped pumping, a part of post-mortem lividity. The blood looks like blood, then water flows out, which is actually part of the blood, but it's clear. Jesus was dead, dead, dead. His heart emptied of blood. And any left in his body completely separated when he was buried. There was no chance of resuscitation in the burial chamber. To the shame and ignorance of those who even suggested, Jesus indeed died for our sins according to scriptures.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the